Sometimes on this journey, I get lost in my mistakes. What looks to me like weakness is a canvas for your strength. And my story isn't over, my story's just begun. And failure won't define me, 'cause that's what my father does. Yeah, failure won't define me, 'cause that's what my father does.
What up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Matt Witherlane and the Automotive Truth. I am Matt Pollard.
I'm Erlane Pollard.
What is up, epic people?
Hello, people. We're back.
We're back for a new season.
Season three.
In the house.
Yes, yes, yes. It's been a long summer.
It has been.
Yeah, long, hot Texas summer, huh?
Yeah, well, we went to Arizona, too, in this summer.
We did. We went on a little vacation to go see our airman Barrios.
We saw her.
We did.
She's doing okay.
Beautiful, the state of Arizona, right?
It is.
My God, those cactuses were something else.
It's weird not seeing grass.
Yeah, I mean, but just the... I felt like I was like on Mars or something, right? It's like a...
Well, you were when you went up the mountain.
Tell the folks what happened when I went up the mountain.
She wants to go up the mountain, but not go up the mountain. Can we go to the mountain, but stay on the bottom?
Yeah, exactly that. See, folks, I'm not only claustrophobic, but I'm also a little afraid of heights.
Me too.
And
I drove up there.
We went up that hill, and there's no barriers or no fences, and I'm on the side where the cliff goes.
That's all right. We're in a Jeep.
So we're climbing up this mountain in the Jeep, and he's driving, and as I continue to look...
It's a road, by the way. I'm not, like, climbing up a rocky mountain.
Yeah, and then it was so weird. I felt like... I don't know. I guess it was my little... panicky attack that I felt like somebody was going to come on the other side of the road. It was a one-way road.
Yep.
And I couldn't get anyway.
Drama.
Arizona was beautiful.
Yes.
And we went to a botanical garden there, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't that beautiful?
It was. They let us take the dog, so that was cool.
Yeah.
So we brought Luna with us because we wanted Felicity. Felicity wanted to see the dog.
Yeah.
So everything we had to plan had to be around pet friendly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We had a good time. That was nice. I mean, it was really hot. But we walked around and every corner they had a dog bowl.
Yeah, they had water out for the pets.
Yeah, yeah.
It was cool.
And then we went to the little cafe that was in the center. And
so there's a restaurant in the center of the garden.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice. They let dogs, pets in there.
Yep. And they had gelato for... Go ahead, tell them.
They have gelato. So they have gelato for the animals and for the adults.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same exact thing,
mm-hmm.
except the price is like $3 cheaper for the dog. Can I get two dog gelato, please?
Yeah, exactly. One vanilla, one chocolate, please. But anyways, we had a good time. And Arizona was a good time. And just, like I said, I felt like I was in another world.
Yeah, it was different. There's this homeless situation everywhere, man. It was
bad.
Rampant over there.
Yeah, it was bad over there. It was bad.
Especially by the Air Force Base.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that Air Force Base was amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I mean, that boneyard was something else. Just miles and miles and miles of airplanes and jets. Yeah. And, I mean, that are not going anywhere. They're just sitting there. They're
using for parts.
I guess. Yeah, that's true.
Except for the old ones.
Yeah,
still more technology on those than some automobiles.
Yeah, that's true. But it just to see the massive amount of you know, parts and stuff.
You drive
everywhere.
By and you're like, man, that's a waste of my tax dollars.
Well,
you're like, what the high heel?
I know. So we going overrated, underrated?
Overrated, underrated.
We are back with overrated, underrated, folks. Some new stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna change it up.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go.
All right. DC Comics. Overrated or underrated?
Oh, overrated. I don't feel Superman and I don't feel Wonder Woman. And
I know.
We all know how we felt about the Wonder Woman movie.
No, there's a prime example of a DC comic.
Yeah.
Junk.
Yeah.
I mean, overrated.
No, under... overrated. It is overrated. Yeah. Womp, womp, womp.
Womp, womp.
Marvel Comics.
Oh, underrated. Actually, let me say properly placed.
Properly rated.
I love Marvel.
Yeah, we love Marvel. We love Marvel. We love Iron Man. We love the Hulk.
Oh, can I get a story in?
Go ahead.
So, talking about Marvel, we went to see this new Marvel movie with this Chan thing.
Oh my goodness, yes.
And we ducked a Jeep while we were there. And then I come over to the driver's door of my Jeep, our Jeep, and there's rats underneath in a cage.
Yeah, somebody left. I don't know if all of you that follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, it was in our stories.
Yeah, someone left a container, like a pet carrier, like a hamster pet carrier, on the side of our Jeep.
Like right under the tire.
Yeah, with rats. Not like baby rats or mice, like rats, like big rats. They were white ones and brown ones. And
yeah, I was hoping it was a dog.
We're still trying to figure out what that was all about. It was the weirdest thing, but we kindly got on our Jeep and drove away.
Yeah, I didn't even touch those things. I just turned the steering wheel and went around them.
I'm guessing, honey, that
it's the wrong Jeep.
Well, I'm guessing that somebody just didn't want to leave them in the car, that Jeep that was next to us, the Jeep that we ducked.
So put them under ours? That makes no sense.
I don't know. I guess I'm just trying to make sense of it. But anyways, back to underrated and overrated. So Marvel Comics, properly rated.
Yeah, properly placed.
We love going to the movies and watching. And that last one, that Ching Li, whatever, that was
really good.
That was really good. That dragon.
Venom is next.
Oh my God, we're going to see Venom, and I can't wait. Some friends of ours went to go see it on tonight. We're waiting for them to see how they rated it, but
I don't want to hear it until it's over.
Yeah, you know what? And we sit at the very end of every movie, to the very end, until they turn the lights on, because you know that the Easter egg for the next episode is at the end.
Yep.
It's just so intriguing to it. But anyways,
a true fan would sit there.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
All right, move on.
Sorry. Okay, moving on.
Okay, how about this national whatever? National brothers, siblings, sisters,
national
office, dog day. What the heck, man?
National day of whatever you want it to be.
Well, coffee day is okay.
Okay, coffee day
and
is okay.
And President's Day is okay.
Oh, my God. I don't know who came up with that. I'm guessing Google did.
All right, dude, it's like crazy.
Maybe Google did. I don't know.
Every day is a day of something.
Yeah. Does that make sense? It's definitely overrated.
Today is National Car Day.
Today is National, I don't know.
Today's Brother's Day. Tomorrow's Sister's Day. Today is Nappy Hair Day.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's totally overrated. Yeah. What about that the expensive workout equipment, like the mirror or the Peloton bike, or back in the day it started with NordicTrack, right?
NordicTrack. Yeah, they had those home gyms. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Still.
So I think two things. I think the concept is underrated, but the hype is overrated. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I just feel like you can do all these things with less of the cost.
Well, they're trying to get you to do home workouts.
Yeah, but you can use your iPad for the mirror, right? Can you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Well, your mirror with an iPad?
I'm pretty sure the mirror's recording you the whole time. I'm just saying.
That's scary. That's pretty scary. Yeah, to me, overrated.
Overrated. Yeah, me too. I think it's overrated.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as always,
rants. All right. Should I go first?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. This red flag trend.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, my God. Well, because I'm usually on the social media, on the Instagram or on the Facebook, I'm the one that kind of manages
it. Yeah, that's not me.
But anyways, so there's this thing, red flag trend. I Googled it. I try to figure out. I guess it started with Twitter, had put out some saying, I don't have a Twitter account or something to that effect, something funny to the opposite of what they are. And they would put red flags.
I don't know.
I don't get it either. But they say, like, I can't even think. It's unexplainable, really. Like, it's the opposite of what you're saying. Like, if you post something that says, I don't know, I like ice cream, you're saying the opposite of it when you put red flags.
So that should be all over Joe Biden's account.
Yeah. That's one rant I have. I don't know what the high heels that red flag is all about. But My other rant was...
Oh, you got two.
Yeah.
There you go.
I do. Like today, for instance, this guy calls in and he's screaming and yelling from the top of his lungs, "You guys over-tighten my oil filter. I'm trying to change my oil and I can't get it off. It should have been tightened by hand." And he's like screaming from the top. You need to come. I don't know what to do. I'm stuck here. And I'm like, okay, sir. Well, did you drain the oil? Yeah, I drained the oil. Okay, so put oil in it and bring it to us. No, you guys are going to charge. No, we're not going to charge you. Why don't you put oil in it and bring it? I don't have time. I have to go. Okay, well.
Ain't going over your car in just pants.
So what would you want? What would you like us to do, sir? I mean, and now he's saying S this and all kinds of. And I said, sir, you know what? Let me just have somebody give you a call back. My plan was to.
Bring him in?
No. My plan was to have either find somebody to go over there and bring him oil or something, help him out somewhere. Yeah. But we have to let him calm down because he was like screaming hysterically.
You're not getting anywhere with me screaming and yelling.
That is my rant. My rant is that you get more bees with honey, right?
Correct.
Than with vinegar.
Amen.
Like anything that you want in any type of business, anything that you want. Come in, you know.
Normal.
Come in with.
It's okay to be a little upset.
On five, yeah. Come in on five and help. Let us understand what the issue is. You get wrong outcomes when you come all rah rah to everybody.
You're
you know?
Right. They don't want to help you.
Exactly. Now I wanted to help the guy, but I also wanted him to calm down. So, I mean. Give people a break. We're just trying to get through the day.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like,
we're dealing with 20 of you.
Stop. The world stops because my oil filter.
And a Tundra has a cartridge filter, so it can't be tightened by hand.
It's. I said, sir, there's certain tools that they use to tighten up that filter. Just, you know, what are you using? I don't know. I mean, he wouldn't even. I just don't understand people sometimes. But then again, I do because I guess if... No, I wouldn't act that way. I can't. I don't understand. But anyways,
yeah,
don't
people,
go off on your waiter.
Weird, man.
Don't go off on your waiter. Bad move. Don't go off on the cook. Bad move, right?
Correct.
Don't go off on your doctor. Bad move. And don't go off on your mechanic.
Bad move.
I mean, bad move. Like, don't do that. Don't do that. You want good results, you know, approach people right. Anyways. Yes. That was my rant. You get more bees with honey.
I always tell Tex, there's three people you want to keep happy. The person that hands you your work, the person that sells your work, the person that hands you parts.
Actually, we talked about this before.
Yeah, I know.
Anyways, that's my rant.
We sure did.
Yep. What the high heels?
For those. Mm-hmm. So I had this lady come in. Dude, I'm so sick of this Apple CarPlays and these Alexa car things. It's such a pain in the butt, man. And then phones update every 20 minutes, so the cars can't keep up.
Yeah, and the thing is that the people don't read instructions. People don't go through their manuals. People don't. These salesmen do not go through it. I feel like I'm having a deja vu. Yeah, like we talked about this before.
Think about that, man. Nobody delivers the car. There's no active delivery. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I'm not just going to call it sales for both departments.
That's true.
Service advisors do not walk customers to cashiers anymore and go over the bills.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Paperwork with the cashier. Well, walk your butt over there.
Right.
It comes from both sides.
Like people want to know what they're paying for, I would think.
Exactly.
Whether it's when you buy a car and all the accessories in there and when you buy service and everything you've done to the car.
Correct. They want to understand what they just spent money on. Because not everybody knows everything about cars.
Exactly. I would think so. And some people are afraid to ask, you know? They just want to pay and get out of there.
Yeah, and then they're going to destroy you on a survey.
They're afraid you're going to sell them something else before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know, right? Hey, do you want a car cover while you're here? We got some obsolescence parts. You want an air filter? I was actually going to it. So I actually spent almost 30 minutes with this lady. And the first thing I said to her was, "You don't have a data transfer cable." Well, yeah. It works. It always worked. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was her cable.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, hang on. I run. I get another cable. I'm like, "Do you want to buy one?" She's like, "Yeah, I want my map to work." So I go, I get a cable, I come back, I sit in the car with her, I plug it all in.
From the parts department?
Yeah, I grab them from parts. And I was going to give it to her, but we'll get there. So I get in the car, hook everything up, the MacBook is fine, and she's just like, "All right, don't forget to buy my windshield." and leaves. No thank you. Now how much is the cable?
She
nothing.
Didn't pay for the cable?
No.
You let her get away without paying for her cable?
Matt Pollard paid for the cable.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yep.
She's like, okay, thank you.
Yep. And pretty much. Don't forget about my windshield. Okay.
I'll see you later.
And
bye.
Yeah, when you get a certified letter in the mail.
For $20? Come on, Matt Pollard. No, come on.
But I was going to give it to her anyways. But I'm like, this lady, she's nothing, man. Nothing. Nothing.
So this duck Jeep thing that we encountered, huh? What a delightful thing.
Why?
I just think it's so fun. I
like it too. What about what's the other one?
The
rock one, yes. Right? Isn't there a rock one?
So we were somewhere in Fort Worth.
Maybe next episode we'll talk about cars.
Yes, yes, yes. About what?
Cars. Maybe next episode. Sorry, we got to get caught up. We've been gone for a while.
I know. A lot of things have happened. And this is probably going to spill over to episode number 32. But
yeah.
I found a nicely painted rock, right?
Yes.
And it said, be kind.
It was pretty cool.
It was really nice. And it's just like a little, you know, smooth rock. And
like you would skip across water. Yeah, like exactly.
And it was just sitting there. And I'm like, what is this? So I turned around. It's got hashtag Facebook. Being kind rocks is what
it
said.
Yeah. That's
and it. I guess apparently you're supposed to take a picture of it. And then go hide it, take a picture of it and post it where you found it, and then go and hide it somewhere else so somebody else finds it and take a picture and it continues to travel and the rock continues to travel. I love these things.
Yeah,
I really
it's,
do.
It's so cool.
I really do.
Somebody did a Facebook page or something with the, you know, the duck Jeep one,
mm-hmm.
and it has a map to see how far a duck would travel.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's pretty cool too.
Yeah. Yeah, I love these things. People are getting so creative with these things. I guess like treasure hunt type things. I don't know. It's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome.
So here in Texas, we got state inspections, and every county is different. So they vary from county to county. So Erlaine went to go get Ruben's car inspected. She went to one place first. Mm-hmm. It rhymes with fire and ends with stone. And you were there, what, 4 hours just for an inspection?
My God, I was there for 2 hours. I was there 3 hours, actually. Yeah, he told me 2 hours or 3 hours. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, I know, right? Sounds like something I would do. And then, so she's standing there, and then she looks over and sees Christian Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Brothers is a big, you know, for you East Coasters, it would be like a Mavis. Or Pep Boys has parts.
Okay.
But like a Mavis.
Okay. A small independent.
Like a small Firestone.
Yeah.
And so she calls
it. But it's more of a shop than the tire, because Firestone's like tires. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more like independent repair.
Right,
but
right.
But a chain.
Yeah.
A small chain.
Yeah.
And they're like, come in tomorrow. I don't have any appointments today, but come in tomorrow at 3:15 or whatever, and you'll be out in 20 minutes.
I ended
up
calling them from the parking lot of Firestone.
While the car's still in the bay.
So they told me to go ahead and, to come in tomorrow, the next day,
At
3:30, I think it was. At 3 o'clock. He's at 3 o'clock. And you'll be out in 20 minutes, is what he said.
Ooh, he's setting himself up for failure.
I walk into the place, and it's nice. It smells good in there. It's clean. And they're playing Caleb on the...
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Playing Christian music over the intercom. Amazing. The gentleman greets me. He's like, hey, how you doing? You know, how can I help you? I said, I'm here for the state inspection. Boom, boom, boom. He took care of me. He was like, okay. I sat down, and I was watching something on my phone. And like 25 minutes later, he comes over. He calls me, opens the door outside. He goes, Ms. Pollard, can you come outside for a minute? I said, sure.
Like, I failed.
I'm like, uh-oh, something happened. It failed or whatever. So I go outside, and he was like, ma'am, I just want to tell you, I apologize for the long wait. And because of the wait, mind you, I was there 25 minutes. He told me yesterday on the phone that it was going to be 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I was there 25 minutes. The young man apologized to me and said, I am so sorry for making you wait so long. We are taking care of your state inspection fee, and it passed. And I'm like, are you joking? Is this for real?
Yeah, that's so awesome.
Amazing. He was so nice, so well-spoken, and not that people aren't, but I mean, he was just so 5 minutes
attention to detail too.
Five minutes, he was over. Like, And he meant, remember that he told me 20 minutes, unless they tell everybody that. And I was just taken back by this place. So I wrote him a nice email. And
she sure did.
Yep. And detail about how the young man was and how taken back I was by how their operation is. And then I read their background and where they came from. And it was two Christian brothers. They met at church. And one was a mechanic. The other one was a IT guy. And they got together and they opened up Christian Brothers.
Wow.
And they have chains all over, I guess down here, down south, they have, because they have some in Virginia.
I've only seen them here.
They have some in Virginia, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, Christian Brothers, like, shout out to you, man.
Hey, man, when God says go, you got to walk on in faith.
They're doing it right, man. They took care of me, and I mean, their parking lot is full. Their shop is clean, like it's.
And they're closed on weekends.
And they're closed on weekends, and so, they're playing K-Love over the intercom.
So awesome.
Yeah, I give them 6 stars.
I would love to get something like that going.
6 out of 5 stars. Yeah, that was good. Shout out to them.
So awesome.
Shout out to them. Yep. I want to talk about something else real quick. So I saw on the news that this Kia dealership down the road from us was selling a minivan for this lady. They advertised it for $35,000.
Okay. Advertised it where, though?
She found the advertisement online, I guess.
Okay.
And they advertised it for $35,000. When she went to the I guess it showed the sticker or whatever on and when she got to go buy it, they were charging her $39,000.
Okay.
And she got lawyers, got emails, you know, got people going. She called the Fox News and
I swear people just looked
and they said they were trying to get a hold of people and nobody was returning their calls at that dealer or whatever. They weren't returning calls, they weren't responding to her, and I'm like, listen, you told me that it was going to be this and now somebody's giving me a quote for 39, blah blah blah. So eventually she got her way and they were like, yes, you know, we apologize, we understand the laws and blah blah blah, because the law is if that is what is on the sticker or whatever they posted, that's what the customer's supposed to pay.
Yes.
And so do you believe she didn't even buy the van?
Of course not.
She went through all that, started all
that drama,
and didn't even buy the minivan. It says specifically on the newscaster said, and she's still shopping for a minivan.
Yo, if you're looking, if this lady comes to your store,
She's looking for a minivan. Keep your eyes open.
Keep your eyes open. Don't help her.
Come on. You're going to call the news. You're going to make phone calls, call lawyers. Mm-hmm. And then they do what you're looking to do. They stand by whatever, even though somebody tried, you know, to get one in on her, I guess.
Well, onlines are always usually different than stickers.
I don't know. Something about the lawyer had mentioned that I think it was the sticker price or something. Something was given to her on paper.
Oh. So they already penciled the deal and everything?
She went through all that and put them on TV, put them on blast.
Someone's coming to your store. They actually named
the dealership too on TV.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they sure did.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. You better call the dealer, get her name and not help, because that'll be you on the news next.
You put people through all that mess and then not even, it's to prove a point, I'm sure she was saying.
Her name is Karen Smith. Stay away.
Oh my God.
This is the only business this drama would happen in, man.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see people, this mortgage place tried selling me a house.
Right.
Oh, man.
Listen, there's a couple of people I want to shout out. Dengo Ministries. I just want to say.
Those are our people.
Yeah, Dengo Ministries. Their ministry is down at the Rio Grande, the border over there. They're doing some stuff.
Yeah.
They're helping out down there. I mean, these are missionaries and evangelists that are going out there, and they're helping with whatever they can. You know,
they walked out on faith.
Yeah. They have a huge area over there. They actually have housing for volunteers and stuff like that. They come, and Brenda McDaniel, who's one of the wife in the in the ministry. She actually built bunk beds in the rooms.
Wow, that's so cool.
With her bare hands. She built bunk beds. And if you go to Den Go Ministries on Facebook or Instagram, you can see what they do and what they. Anyways, I wanted to shout them out because they're good people.
And, who else you got? And,
well, Honeybee Handouts. It's actually a friend of ours, co-worker of mine, that they're doing these, I guess, bag lunches and stuff for people. Oh, no, that's not. Toiletries and stuff is what
I'm talking
about. Toiletries, yes. And they're going around to certain areas and dropping these bags off, toothbrushes and toothpaste and tissues and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Honey Bee Handouts.
Did you say they had a website?
They're on Instagram.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken. Okay. Yep.
Just so everyone knows where to find them, in case you want to donate to them or anything like that, because it is a nonprofit.
Yeah. Yep. And of course, Christian Brothers Automotive. I mean, even though, you know.
Yeah, even though
we won't go there, but I just wanted to shout them out because you know, it's a Christian based business, and
correct,
and they did me right.
And I just want to say I dropped the ball on the YouTube thing, so hopefully next time
you'll see our we're working on it, and the world's worst cars will come back with it next week.
We just had so much we want to talk to you all about. Yeah. And then we want to make a great season here.
And we want to get back in the groove of things, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we got some little things coming for you all.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very soon.
Yes.
So I want to say we missed you. We love you.
And always thank God for the day that He has made, right?
And what else?
Be glad.
Oh, yeah.
And make that money in
it. Make that money.
Make sure you do that.
All right, folks. We love you. Go to Instagram, Facebook.
Follow us.
Follow, subscribe, hit the bell.
Mm-hmm.
And share this thing. Until next time, we out.
Bye.
Oh, thank you.